我的心爱主，你是我意象。
Be thou my vision, O Lord, my heart.
当我们里面的眼睛被打开，我们看见了主。
Only when the inner eyes are open that we see him.
我们才会说，唯有你是一切，其他都是虚幻。
And that is why we can say, you are everything to me.
早间我们在这里分享超越的启示。
And this morning, I'd like to share with you that superior revelation.
请我们一起来读希伯来书第一章第一节到第四节。
Let us read together the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verses 1 to 4.
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有。他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。他所承受的名既比天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。
In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory, an exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs.
希伯来书是非常宝贵的一卷书。
The book of Hebrews is a very precious book.
它写给希伯来人。
It's to Hebrews.
那特别就是讲到这些过河的人。
Which talk about people that cross the river.
那在这一段圣经里面，让我们看见这个晓谕，其实它也是讲到末世，也是启示。
And here you see in the passage that spoke is a revelation itself.
然后再讲到古时的这个晓谕，还有呢，在现在在末世世界的耶稣基督，神来晓谕我们。
And the revelation was spoken in the past through prophets, and now in the end day through Jesus Christ.
所以讲到古时，就是讲到旧约的时代。
And in the past means the era of the Old Testament.
那讲到末世呢？
And in the last days.
所以我们在彼得前书一章二十节这边看到说，基督在创世以前是预先被神知道的，却在这末世才为你们显现。
And you can find reference in the 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 20 says, He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake.
是在末世主显现。
So in the last days,The Lord appeared to us.
也就是讲到主道成了肉身，他来到了地上。
Which was about he was born into this world.
一个新的开始，新约的开始。
And that is the beginning of the New Testament.
那在这一段圣经里面，我们就看到旧约的晓谕呢，是借着众先知来晓谕。
And in the passage in 1 Hebrews chapter 1 to 4, we see that revelation is done through speaking to the prophets.
那新约是借着神的儿子来晓谕。
And in the time of the New Testament, that revelation was given through the Son of God.
旧约的晓谕是多次多方的。
In the Old Testament time, that revelation was given many times through many prophets.
是神兴起许多的先知来。
God raised up different prophets.
那不同的器皿。
They are different vessels.
多次多方的在那里晓谕。
And they spoke at many times in various ways.
然后在新约呢？
And in the time of the New Testament,
那这个晓谕是完全的，是永远的。
And this revelation is complete and is eternal.
所以在旧约那一个晓谕还不够完全。
Therefore, all the revelation through prophets in the Old Testament was not complete.
是在那一个时候里面，他好像讲到一个未来，或者讲到一个图画。
Those prophets talk about the future as depicting a picture.
在新约这个小谕是完全的，而且是永远的。
But the revelation spoken in the time of the New Testament is very complete and it's eternal.
所以旧约的小谕，它所讲到的是一个美事的影儿。
Therefore, all the speaking, all the prophecy in the Old Testament is like the shadow of that beautiful thing.
是将来那时候讲到将来要发生的事情。
It talks about the things will happen in the future.
像他们讲了很多的杀牛宰羊。
And it talks about how you kill all the cattle and sheep.
讲到这些献祭的事情。
Things concerning sacrifices.
但是到了主来了以后，我们就真知道了。
But when the Lord came into the world, then we truly understand it.
旧约所讲的，它是一个美事的影儿。
Everything talked about was talked about in the Old Testament are like shadows of this beautiful thing.
这些牛羊的血断不能除罪。
The blood of the cattle or the blood of the sheep cannot get rid of sins.
所以这些牛羊的血是预表着。基督的宝血。
Therefore, they were just symbolic of the blood of Jesus Christ.
等到主来了，这真实的本物来了。
Once Jesus came, he is that real thing.
那这个讲到本物的真相，是在新约所要带给我们的启示。
And this is a revelation in the New Testament, which is the revelation of the real thing is himself.
在旧约里面，我们也看见这些先知们，这些列祖们，他们有遇见主。
And in the Old Testament time, apparently these prophets, these forefathers, they experienced and they have seen God themselves.
他里面有看见。
They were enlightened from within.
像约翰福音第八章五十六节，主告诉我们。
For example, the Lord told us through John 8:56.
他讲到你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕。
The Lord says, "Your father Abraham."
他欢欢喜喜仰望我的日子。
Rejoice at the thought of seeing my days.
他既看见了就快乐。
He saw it and was glad.
所以亚伯拉罕是在主之前那么早的年代。
Abraham was in a time far in advance of the time of the Lord on earth.
他主讲的那么清楚，他仰望我的日子。
But the Lord said clearly here, said, "Your forefather thought of seeing my day."
他看见了主。
And he saw it.
他里面就有一个大的欢喜。
And he was glad.
他看见了，所以他一生的道路就不一样了。
Abraham saw the Lord, therefore his path was changed.
所以在旧约里面呢，显现出来的神就是主。
And in the Old Testament time, the God that was revealed to man is the Lord himself.
然后我们再看到希伯来书十一章，他讲到摩西的经历。
Again, in chapter 11, verse 27 of Hebrews, God talked about the experience of Moses.
摩西他因着信，他离开了埃及。
By faith, Moses left Egypt.
他这边特别告诉我们说，他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。
And he said he persevered because he saw him who is invisible.
摩西看见了。那个好像是不能看见的主。
Moses saw the Lord who was invisible.
弟兄姐妹，我们就看见说，在这些列祖的当中，他们看见了主，他们遇见了主。
Yes, therefore on these forefathers, we understand that they saw the Lord.
他们的生命改变了。
And their life was changed.
他们的道路改变了。
Their path was changed.
所以他们可以面对各样不同的环境。
Therefore they were able to face different environments.
当亚伯拉罕看见了那座有根基的城
，Abraham saw the city with foundation.
他在地上就成为一个客旅，一个寄居的。
Therefore, he became a traveler on earth.
那我们看见多少的圣徒，使得他们因着看见，他们有一个大的改变。
And millions of saints who have also seen the Lord from within, and they have changed too.
那这些在旧约里面的人物。
And these people in the Old Testament,
我们说这些列祖，这些先知们，
and these prophets, these forefathers,
是的，他们的看见是非常的宝贵。
They have seen something so precious.
因为圣经是神的默示。
Because the Bible is the breath of God.
当主耶稣来了以后，那本物真相来到了。
When Jesus came into the world, the substance, the real thing came.
旧约所有所预表的，就是讲到主他的自己。
Everything they talk about in the Old Testament, we're referring to the substance Jesus himself.
所以神借着他的儿子来晓谕。
Therefore, God was able to speak through his son.
那这个远远超过我们看见这些众先知们他们多次多方的晓谕。
And this speak, this revelation is much more superior than those given through the prophets.
我们一起来读一下路加福音第24章44节。
And let's read together Luke chapter 24, verse 44.
耶稣对他们说，这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。
Jesus said to them, this is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms.
无论是摩西的律法
Whether the law of Moses
先知的书
The prophets
诗篇上所记的
Or the Psalms
所以我们看见整个旧约
Therefore the entire Old Testament
所有预言的中心
And the center of all the prophecies
就是讲到耶稣基督
Is Jesus Christ
他说所有指着主说的话都要应验
Because everything that talked about Jesus will be fulfilled
当主耶稣来了
And when Jesus came,
是的，那一些所有的预言应验在他的身上。
Yes, all the prophecies will be fulfilled.
讲到他的所事，讲到他的所做。
The prophecy talked about who he was and what he would have done.
所以主来了，他真的是不但是应验了这些所有先知们所说的。
So when Jesus came, not only he fulfilled all the prophecies.
今天神借着他的儿子来晓谕。
Also, God can speak to us through Jesus.
那我们今天早间要看见这个超越的启示。
And therefore, we want to talk about the superior revelation.
主已经为我们来，他已经完成了所有的工作。
Our Lord has come into the world and completed all the work for us.
他从死里面复活。
And he was risen from the dead.
他承受圣灵没有限量。
He has received the Holy Spirit without measure.
今天他在圣灵里面回来。
And he has returned in his spirit.
圣灵带我们进入一切的真理。
And this Holy Spirit will lead us into the understanding of all truth.
圣灵开我们的眼睛。
And this Holy Spirit opened our inner eyes.
叫我们真的能够看见。
So that we can truly see him.
我们求那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
Therefore we ask help from the Holy Spirit of wisdom and revelation.
今天我们在新约时代，在这个末世，我们是何等的有福。
So we are so blessed to be in this end days.
我们知道神是借着他的儿子来晓谕我们。
Because in this time, God reveals to us through his own son.
然后我们再看见他讲到超越的基督与超越的启示。
And then this passage in Hebrew 1 talk about the superior Christ and the superior revelation.
短短的几节把主的所事、主的所做好像浓缩在几句话的当中。
And it condemns what Jesus is and what he has done in just a very few verses.
我们先把它看一下。
And let's just take a quick look at it.
那巴不得我们里面带着一个渴慕的心。
Hopefully we come to the Lord to His word with a longing heart.
圣灵能够来开启。
So that the Holy Spirit can reveal to us.
很多时候弟兄姐妹真的是在里面遇见了主，看见了主。
And many times we just encounter the Lord that way.
我们的生命改变。
And once that happens, our life is changed.
我们一生走的道路改变了。
Our path is also changed.
所以里面的看见是何等的重要。
So it is so important to have the insight.
这段话讲到在末世神借着他的儿子来晓谕我们。
And here in this passage in Hebrew says, but in the last days he has spoken to us by his son.
神早已立他成为承受万有的。
Whom he appointed heir of all things.
也曾借着他创造了诸世界。
And through whom he made the universe.
然后是靠着他全能的命令来托住万有。
And also, he sustained all things by the powerful word.
我们一起来读一下罗马书十一章第三十六节。
And let's read together Romans chapter 11 verse 36.
因为万有都是本于他，倚靠他，归于他，为愿对。 因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿们。
For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen.
他讲到本于他。
Here says everything was from him.
是讲到神借着他创造了诸世界。
Because through him God created the entire universe.
依靠他。
And also through him.
是讲到全能的命令来托住万有
，which refers to how he sustained all things through the powerful word.
是主的话，他的话就是这全能的命令。
Through the powerful word of the Lord.
然后讲到归于他
，and also here everything to him.
他是承受万有者
，because he will inherit all things.
所以在这里我们看见主在创造的里面
，and therefore you see the Lord was in the initial creation.
在约翰福音第一章第三节讲到万物是借着他造的。
And in John chapter 1 verse 3 says, through him all things were made.
凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
Without him, nothing was made that has been made.
所以我们今天看见这整个的宇宙万有。
Therefore, look at everything in the entire universe.
弟兄姐妹，我们要知道是借着主来造的。
We have to know these things were made from him.
在箴言第八章二十二节。
And in Proverbs chapter 8 verse 22 says,
他讲到说在耶和华造化的起头在太初创造万物之先就有了我。
The Lord brought me forth as the first of his works before his deeds of old.
那时我在那里为公司日日为他所喜爱常常在他面前踊跃。
Then I was the craftsman at his side.I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in his presence.
所以我们在这里就知道我们的主他从永远到永远他就是神。
Therefore we know from everlasting to everlasting our Lord is God.
在创造之前他在那里。
He was there before the creation of all things.
在创造的时候他是公司。
And while everything was created, he was the craftsman.
万有都是本于他的。
And everything was from him.
然后今天我们看见说万有是依靠他的。
And also now everything relies on him.
他用全能的命令托住万有。
Because he sustains all things through his powerful word.
然后我们今天是神的儿女。
We are his children.
我们有没有想到今天如果万有是靠着主的命令而被托住的。
Have you thought about if the entire universe is sustained through his powerful word?
今天万有的运行都要依靠着主的。
And the moving of everything relies on our Lord.
那我们今天神的儿女。
Then how about us, children of God?
那这一位掌管宇宙万有的主宰，他住在我们里面。
The Lord that controls all things in the entire universe now lives in us.
他与我们同在。
He is with us.
他与我们同行。
And he walks by our side.
难道我们日常生活中许多小小的事情，我们不能来依靠他吗？
Then why can we trust him even in the smallest thing in our daily life?
有的时候我们惧怕担心。
A lot of times we were full of worry or anxiety.
弟兄姐妹，我们可以交托仰望他。
We should be able to trust him.
他是那位掌管宇宙万有的主宰。
Because he is the Lord that controls all things.
万有是要依靠他的。
Even the entire universe is sustained by him.
有多少天文学家他们稀奇整个宇宙的运作
？A lot of astrologists they was always wonder or amazed at the movement of the entire universe.
我们更要稀奇，这一位荣耀的主就住在我们的里面。
We should be even more amazed that this glorious Lord now lives in me.
我们可以来依靠他。
So that we can trust him.
然后他下面讲到说，要归给他，他是承受万有者。
And also all things will be back to him.
今天，是的，他正在这边经营，在建造。
Yes, he is the builder and architect of everything right now.
那他要得着我们成为他的基业。
And eventually he wants to obtain us as his inheritance. inheritance.
然后我们得着主，他成为我们的基业。
And also we obtain the Lord as our inheritance.
他要把他所有的丰富荣耀能够和我们一同来分享。
He wants to share with us his fullness and glory.
那到最后我们看见万有都要归给他。
Because at the end, all things will be to him.
所有的荣耀赞美都要归给他。
All the glory and praises will be to him as well.
今天我们知道我们是属主的。
So if we know we belong to the Lord today.
我们都是他付了重价所买回来的。
Because he paid a price for us to be redeemed.
他是我们的主。
He is our Lord.
是他负我们的责任。
And he takes full responsibility of ours.
那我们的主他今天要把他所有的丰富荣耀我们预尝在地上的日子我们能够预尝天恩的滋味
And he wants us to foretaste the heaven when we are on earth
我们感谢主
And we thank him
这些都需要圣灵来开启
And all this understanding has to be inspired and revealed by the Holy Spirit
求主开我们的眼让我们能够看见
So we say Lord open my eyes so that I can see
这么荣耀的一位主，他就在我们的里面。
That this glorious Lord now lives in me.
我们想一想，在旧约的时代。
Think about the days in the Old Testament.
这些列祖，这些先知们，他们看见了主。
And those prophets, they saw the Lord.
那亚伯拉罕看见、仰望了主的日子，他里面是那么的欢喜。
And when Abraham saw it, he was glad.
今天主是。时刻与我们同在。
And now we're living a time that the Lord is with us every moment.
我们看见好多弟兄姐妹，他们因着回到里面，他们遇见了主，他们对于环境完全的态度是不一样的。
And we've heard many times how our brother or sister encounter difficulties, they return to their inner side and met with the Lord, their attitude was changed.
我们知道最近英嘎姐妹她在过马路的时候摔了一跤。
Many of us heard what happened to Sister Inga. She fell when she was crossing the intersection.
跌倒以后非常的痛，她就动不了了。
And the moment she fell, she was in great pain.
那你说这样的一件好像很不好的事情发生。
And you would say, you know, that's such an unfortunate thing that happened to her.
那天见到我们的姊妹，她说真是感谢主。
And we had a chance encountering her afterwards. She said, I thank the Lord.
她一跌倒，她就在那里仰望主。
She said, when I fell, that moment, I immediately look up to the Lord for help.
她说就在那个十字路口就有一个警察。
And right at the intersection, a police car was there.
那所以这警察立刻能够来帮助她。
So he was able to help her right away.
他里面在那样的一个痛苦，在那样一个最不好的情形之下呢，他看见了主。
And in her suffering, she saw the Lord's doing.
所以几个小时在急诊室，他在那里祷告。
And she was taken to the emergency room, and she was praying there.
他也知道弟兄姐妹在为他祷告。
And she also knew that many brothers and sisters were praying for her.
所以他经历了主的同在。
So she experienced the presence of the Lord.
她说本来是非常的疼痛。
She shared with us that she was in such a pain initially.
后来主把那个痛拿走。
And then the Lord took away the pain.
然后一直到我们见到她。
Until we saw her a couple of days later.
她说她没有疼痛，虽然医生说你可能骨头断了几个地方。
And even though the doctor diagnoses that she had fractured her bone.
但是就在这样的一个过程，在这样的一个环境里面。
But when we saw her, she was not in pain. And right in this entire situation,
她表达出来的是感谢主。
All we sensed that was thankfulness in her heart.
她先生的姐姐。
And the sister of her husband.
那经过了好多几十年，好像她都不愿意信主。
And refused to believe in the Lord for over many decades.
就在这几天，她传福音。他得救了。
Yeah, just in these past few days, Inga shared the gospel with her sister-in-law. She was saved.
圣灵在那里做工。
And the Holy Spirit worked with her.
弟兄姐妹，我们的姊妹她看见了主。
Dear brothers and sisters, our sister saw the Lord.
那这个看见让她能够超越她所遇到非常不幸的事情。
And that seeing, that revelation, helped her to surpass. her current unfortunate situation.
这个见证带着一个福音的大能。
And that testimony brought in a great power of the gospel.
使得万有都是本于他的。
Yes, all things were made by him.
使得依靠他的。
And will be through him.
还要归给他的。
And eventually to him.
那今天这个万有, 我们在其中。
And we are now in this all things.
但是我们是神的儿女。
And we are his children.
那我们就知道说, 是的, 我们都是出于主的。
So we know, yes, we are from the Lord.
我们一生要依靠主。
And all the days of my life, I will be relying on him.
最后所有的要归于主。
And at the end, everything will be back to my Lord.
Hallelujah,
我们感谢主。 We thank the Lord for that.
下面我们看见主的所事和他的所作来彰显神。
Now we want to see how through who he is or what he has done, God, Jesus is able to reveal God.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
Because Jesus is the radiance of God's glory.
他是神本体的真相。
And he's the exact representation of his being.
那这个荣耀所发的光辉,
and this radiance of God's glory,
让我们能够来对比一下在旧约的时代。
Let's do a comparison to the time of the Old Testament.
旧约的时代人没有办法来看见神的荣耀。
In the Old Testament time, men could not see God's glory.
在出埃及记第40章, 我们看见摩西不能进会幕。
For example, Exodus chapter 40, we see that Moses could not enter into the tent of meeting.
摩西是非常属灵的人。
He was a very spiritual man.
但是因为云彩停在会幕的上面。
But because a cloud has settled upon the tent.
并且耶和华的荣光充满了帐幕。
And the glory of God filled the tent.
当神的荣耀充满在帐幕里面，摩西不能进去。
And when God's glory filled the tent, Moses could not enter it.
我们也上周，我们弟兄跟我们分享到，摩西他要求，他渴望能够见到神的荣耀。
And last Sunday, Brother Z shared with us how Moses desired to see God's glory.
荣耀就是神自己。
Because God's glory is God himself.
人不能看见神的荣耀。
And man could not see God.
但是神最后答应了他的请求。
But God answered his request.
神把他放在磐石的穴中。
By placing him in the cleft of a rock.
神从那里经过。
And God passed by the rock.
他用圣手来遮盖他。
He covered that rock with his own hand.
让摩西看。
So that Moses could see.
他看见神的背, 他没有看见神的面。
All Moses could see was God's back, not God's face.
约翰福音1章第18节, 讲到从来没有人看见过神。
And in John chapter 1 verse 18 says, no one has ever seen God.
只有在父怀里的独生子, 将他表明出来。
But God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known.
这个表明就是把神彰显出来。
And this making known is to reveal who God is.
所以我们在这里看见只有耶稣基督他来到地上。
Therefore, only Jesus Christ, when he came into the world,
原说道成了肉身,
he was that word that became flesh,
住在我们的中间,
and made his dwelling among us.
充满的有恩典有真理，
full of grace and truth.
然后他下面说一句说我们也见过他的荣光。
And John says we have seen his glory,
就是父独生子的荣光。
The glory of the one and only.
原本那个神的荣耀是人所不能看见的，不能进入的。
In the past, God's glory could not be seen by man.
但是现在呢，这个荣耀 借着耶稣基督照耀出来。
Now, through Jesus Christ, this glory is seen.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
Because Jesus is the radiance of God's glory.
耶稣基督他来到地上，道成了肉身，把这位荣耀的神彰显出来。
Because Jesus Christ was the word that became flesh, and he came into this world and revealed God's glory to us.
这个荣耀非常非常的 跟我们所想的是不一样的。And
this glory is different from what we usually think.
在他的羞辱, 在他的卑微的里面。
And this glory is manifested through humiliation. and humbleness.
他把神的荣耀彰显出来。
Jesus revealed God's glory in those situations.
那他所显出来的荣耀。
And the glory that Jesus showed forth.
弟兄姐妹，这是神的荣耀。
Is the glory of God.
是我们可以注视的荣耀。
It's a glory that at which we can gaze.
今天我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord for that.
我们真的要从里面看见。
We really need to see from within.
主是神荣耀所发的光辉。
Yet that the Lord Jesus Christ is the radiance of God's glory.
他怎么样在肉身中把这个荣耀能够照耀表明出来。
How he showed forth and expressed that glory in his flesh.
今天我们的主就在我们的里面。
In the same way, the Lord lives in us today.
不然我们能够注视他的荣耀。
And not only we can gaze upon his glory.
这个荣耀从我们的身上也要彰显出来。
We also need to show forth or manifest this glory.
他是神本体的真相。
And he is the exact representation of God's being.
人看见了主，就是看见了父。
So when they saw the Lord, they saw God.
所以他把神表明出来。
Because the Son was able to express God.
圣经告诉我们说，我们是神的见证人。
And Bible tells us that we are God's witnesses.
他讲到我们今天怎么样有一个光从我们身上能够照出去。
And that talks about how there's a light can be shown forth through us.
你们的光要照在人前。
Your light shall shine before man.
今天这个光怎么从我们身上能够照出去呢？
So how can this light be shown forth?
那是耶稣基督的生命。
That is the life of Jesus Christ.
当这个生命从我们的里面从我们的身上彰显出来。
When the life of Jesus Christ is manifested through us,
有一个光照出去。
There is a light that follows.
别人看见我们的好行为。
So when people see our good deeds,
这些好行为不只是我做一些好事而已。
We're not talking about just do something that's good.
乃是基督从我们里面活出来了。
But the life of Christ lived out through us.
所以我们看见他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
Jesus was the radiance of God's glory.
他是神本体的真相。
An exact representation of God's being.
今天他把这个生命赐给我们。
And that he has given us this life.
我们求主让我们看见。
So we ask the Lord to open our eyes.
他也要得着我们。
And he also wants to obtain us.
在地上我们成为他的见证人。
So that we can become his witnesses on earth.
别人看见我们，他们能够稀奇，他们能够羡慕有一位荣耀的神。
So when people see us, they will be amazed, also have a desire to know this glorious God. Glorious God.
人不只要听见福音。
So men don't just want to hear the gospel.
人还要看见福音。
They want to see also the gospel.
他们看不见这位看不见的神。
Because they cannot see the invisible God.
但他看见神的儿女。
But they can see us, children of God.
神他自己要从我们的身上彰显出来。
And God has to be seen through us.
怎么样？主耶稣把这位神表明了。
How Jesus expressed God through himself.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
How he was the radiance of God's glory.
那今天我们知道有一个宝贝，有一个这么大的荣耀在我们的里面。
And in the same way, we know the treasure, this glory is in us now.
一个很大的挑战是在我们这些在肉身里面的人，能不能够把这个荣耀能够彰显出来。
So the challenge to us is whether we can let this treasure, this glory be seen through us holy, lowly people.
是我们天然人没有一个完全的。
Yes, natural life speaking, we are not perfect at all.
我们都是软弱的，都是充满了罪恶的。
We are weak and full of sins.
但是今天蒙恩了，得救了。
But now we have been saved.
他讲到说，他洗净了人的罪。
Here says he had provided purification for sins.
他完全在十字架上为我们付了赎价。
He paid the ransom for all.
而且他把一个新的生命已经赐给我。
And given unto us a new life.
所以弟兄姐妹，这是可以的，这是绝对应该的。神要从我们的身上，我们是软弱的，我们是卑微的，但是那个荣耀要能够彰显出来。
Therefore, rightfully so, and it's doable, brother and sister, the glorious life of God can be seen through us, weak and humble.
今天我们可能跟世界上的人遇到相同的一个环境。
Therefore, we may encounter the same circumstances as other people in this world.
但是从里面所显出来的那一个生活是不一样的。
But our manifestation or our reaction should be different.
那一个是叫做见证。
And that is our testimony.
我们里面有一个渴慕。
We need to have that longing.
今天看见了。
Because we have seen it.
神能够改变我们的生活。
Therefore, God can change our life accordingly.
叫我们能够活出基督来。
So that we can show forth Christ.
是的，他洗净了人的罪。
Yes, he had provided purification for sins.
他坐在高天至大者的右边。
And sat at the right hand of the majesty in heaven.
叫我们知道说他工作已经完成了。
Therefore we know, as far as Jesus is concerned, his work is done.
他坐下。
He sat down already.
他等仇敌坐他的脚凳。
Now waiting for the enemy to become his footstool.
他等教会的成熟，教会的长大。
He is now waiting for the church to mature.
下面他说到，他所承受的名，既比天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。
And in the passage of Hebrew 1 says, So he became as much superior to the angels, as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs.
远超过天使。
Much more superior to those of angels.
因为他的名是超乎万民之上的名。
Because he has received a name that's above all names.
今天他的所事，他的所做。
So everything Jesus is and everything he has done.
在他的名里面，神赐给我们。
And God has given that to us through the name of Jesus.
我们聚集，我们说我们在主的名里面来聚集。
For example, when we gather, we say we gather in the name of the Lord.
我们祷告，最后我们是在主的名里面来祷告。
When we pray, we end with in the name of Jesus we pray.
主告诉我们，他所做的事，我们也要做，并且要做比这更大的事。
The Lord has told us that everything He has done, we will be also doing, and even greater than those.
弟兄姐妹，不是我们天然人或者是我们自己有多大的本事。
It's not saying that naturally we have a greater ability.
主把祷告的权柄赐给我们。
But because he has given unto us the privilege of prayer.
他把他的名赐给我们。
He has given to us his name.
我们在他名里面能够来祷告。
So we can now pray in his name.
叫他的旨意能够从天上能够执行在地上。
To bring down his will from heaven to earth.
神把这超乎万民之上的名赐给我们。
God has given unto us the name that's above all names.
叫天上地上地底下因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
So that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth.
无不口称耶稣基督为主。
And confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
万膝要跪拜。
And all knees will bow.
万口要承认。
All tongues confess.
耶稣基督是主。
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
弟兄姐妹，今天神先得着他的儿女们。
Oh, brothers and sisters, God first obtained us, children of God.
他要得着他的教会。
His church.
是的，我们在这里宣告耶稣基督，他是我们的救主，他是我们的主。
Yes, we proclaim that Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord.
他不但负我们完全的责任。
He takes full responsibility of us.
他掌权在我们的身上。
He reigns on us.
我们今天求主开我们的眼睛。
We pray the Lord open our eyes.
这一个看见，这一个启示，何等的重要。
And it's so important to have this insight, this revelation.
这一段圣经里面叫我们看见我们的主，我们的神。
And in this revelation, in this passage, we see
他是那位创造宇宙万有的主宰。
That our Lord, our God, is the creator of all things.
万有都是依靠他的。
And everything has to rely on him.
最后还要归给他的。
And at the end will be back to him.
他是承受万有的那一位。
Because he's the one who inherits all things.
今天主要先得着我们。
And he has to obtain us first.
那我们在一生的过程里面。
So in the journey of our life.
我们能够承认他是创造的主。
And we can confess that he is the creator of all.
他是我们的主。
He also is our Lord.
在所有的事情上，是的，他正在掌权。
He is reigning in everything we do.
他负我们的责任。
And he takes full charge of us.
今天在各样的环境，特别在这段疫情的阶段。
Especially in this pandemic period.
神的儿女和所有其他的人，好像我们活在一个同样的环境的里面。
During the pandemic, we children of God live through this just like everyone else in this world.
但是当里面眼睛打开了。
Yet only when our inner eyes are open.
弟兄姐妹，我们的生活是不一样的。
Then we live differently.
有很多人讲说，这个孩子们整天在家里面。
Sometimes people, you heard people say, my kids are at home all the time.
有些父母他说我快要发疯了。
And some parents are going crazy.
但是弟兄姐妹，如果今天从另外一个角度来看。
Yeah, if we look from a different perspective.
这样的一个过程是一个值得纪念的。
And this is a period of time that's memorable.
过去很多时间孩子们就送到学校去。
Because in the normal days, kids go to school.
现在有更多的时间，我们可以来栽培他们，来成全他们。
Now we get to have time to cultivate on them ourselves.
是我们天然生命觉得有很多的限制。
Yes, we feel there are so many restrictions from our natural lives.
但是今天从一个属天的看见，属天的眼光。
But we look at these things from a heavenly perspective.
主在我们里面能够做何等奇妙的工作。
Then we realize that God is doing something wonderful.
今天有些弟兄姐妹，虽然外面的环境好像非常的不容易。
And yes, outwardly, our circumstances are pretty challenging.
你看见那个疫情，那个情形越来越严重。
And you look at the condition of the pandemic, it just deteriorates, it got worse and worse.
我们看见有些弟兄姐妹们，他们还是需要在工作的岗位去服侍人。
And at this time, some people still need to go to work and serve others.
有些在医院里面。
Some work in the hospitals.
也有在疗养
里面。And some in the nursing homes.
有些在第一线的工作人员。
And some are the first respondents.
我们从里面，我们仰望主。
And we just rely on the Lord from within.
他是创造宇宙万有的主宰。
Trusting that my Lord is the creator of all things.
他是负我们责任的这位主。
And he takes full charge of our lives.
他爱我们就爱我们到底。
And he loves us all the way to the end.
而且他的荣耀要从我们这些人身上能够彰显出来。
And his glory can be seen through us.
我们求主帮助我们。
We ask the Lord to help us.
因着看见。
Because our inner eyes see it.
我们生命不一样。
We manifest a different life.
我们生活不一样。
And we have a different living attitude.
因为他是我们的主。
Because he is our Lord.
主的所事，主的所做，他的自己就在他的名里面。
What the Lord is, what he has done, and the Lord himself are all in his name.
这个名是超乎万名之上的名。
And this name is a name that's above all names.
这个名是耶稣这名。
And it is Jesus.
耶稣，我爱这名。
Oh Jesus, I love your name.
我们一起来唱诗歌第168首。
Let us sing hymn 168 together.
他讲到耶稣，我爱这名。
It says, Jesus, thy name I love.
耶稣，我主。
Oh Jesus, my Lord.
耶稣远超万名。
All other names above.
主你做我一切。
Oh, thou art all to me.
你外我无基业。
Nothing to please I see.
有你我无所缺。
Nothing apart from thee.
耶稣我主。
Jesus, my Lord.
我们一起来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing this hymn together.
我们求圣灵在我们里面来开我们的眼睛。
And ask the Holy Spirit to open our inner eyes.
我们看见主的宝贵。
To see how precious our Lord is.
看见主的超越。
And see His superiority.
那我们里面说主，唯有你是我们的一切。
And we respond by saying, Oh Lord, You are everything to me.
唯有你负我们的责任。
Only you can take charge of my life.
我们把自己奉献在主的手里。
Therefore, I offer myself in your hand.
他是我们的主。
He is our Lord.
他的名是耶稣。
And his name is Jesus.
耶稣，我爱这名。
And I love this name.